From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in northern Iraq for talks with Kurdish leaders on expanding the battle against the Islamic State. Carter arrived in Erbil today, greeted by Deputy Prime Minister of Iraq's autonomous Kurdish region. The Iraqi Kurds have emerged as a key ground force in the U.S.-led fight against Islamic State. On Wednesday, Carter in Baghdad offered to speed up U.S. involvement to defeat the group.
The United States is willing to do more to support the Iraqi security forces in that mission. I emphasized that to Prime Minister Abadi. I also emphasized to him that I was working with other coalition partners to get them to up their contributions.
On the ground today, Carter told reporters the Kurdish Peshmerga have performed very well. He said they have been what we look for in all of this conflict, as capable, motivated forces who can defeat ISIL and govern territory as appropriate. The African Union is demanding an end to violence in Burundi, warning it will not allow the country to descend into genocide. The AU Peace and Security Council is concerned political violence in the country could trigger civil war with the type of ethnic conflict that led to mass killings in Rwanda in 1994. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, on Wednesday called the situation in Burundi horrific.
As difficult as the conditions are for the Burundian people, and as much as fear has gripped the capital and those other towns that have been marred by violence, there's something equally disturbing in a way going on, which is that there is no dialogue and there's insufficient contingency planning. Many council members are very eager to see the pace of contingency planning by the UN accelerated.
This is VOA News. China is reacting to the announcement of a U.S. arms deal with Taiwan. On Wednesday, the State Department notified Congress of the proposed sale, which was met with jubilation in Taipei. But Beijing expressed outrage. Ralph Jennings reports for VOA from Taipei.
The State Department plans to sell Taiwan two guided missile frigates, 36 amphibious assault vehicles, and more than 1,200 missiles worth $1.83 billion. Congress has 30 days to review the proposed sale. But China's deputy foreign minister summoned a U.S. envoy in Beijing to express stern opposition. China sees self-ruled Taiwan as part of its territory and has asked the rest of the world to avoid selling weapons to the island. Senior Taiwan legislator Tsai Ji-nong says Beijing knows the island still wants peaceful ties. Tsai says stability and peace in Taiwan-mainland China relations is a common goal. He says Taipei is not getting ready to start a war, just protecting Taiwan's safety. Ralph Jennings for VOA News, Taipei.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he wants to develop better ties with the U.S. no matter who wins next year's U.S. presidential election. In his annual news conference with reporters, Putin said he's ready to work with any president elected. Regarding Syria, Mr. Putin said the Russian military will continue there until a political process begins with the Syrian people to determine who rules the country. On Turkey, which recently shot down a Russian warplane, Putin said he sees no possibility of overcoming the strained ties with the current Turkish leadership and was shocked that Turkey hadn't tried to explain its action but turned to NATO for help instead. Global investors are welcoming the U.S. central bank's decision to raise interest rates for the first time since the 2008 global financial crisis. In a long-expected move, the Federal Reserve Wednesday raised its main interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point, pushing it up from near zero, where it has been for 7 years. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen said it was time.
The committee expects that economic conditions will evolve in a manner that will warrant only gradual increases in the federal funds rate. The federal funds rate is likely to remain for some time below levels that are expected to prevail in the longer run.
Japan's Nikkei jumped 2%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose nearly 1%. South Korea, Australia, China, Taiwan, and New Zealand also saw gains today. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says he expects sanctions on Iran to be lifted in the coming weeks, with the International Atomic Energy Agency announcing the end of its longtime probe into allegations that Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. However, UN experts concluded this week that Iran has violated a UN resolution in firing a ballistic missile in October, which could result in new sanctions. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.